I was born bold.
Powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today.
Melbourne Airport Parking. Zero cost drive-up parking for all essential travel until June 30.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Oh, great to have you with us. Fun Friday, May the 29th. Big the cafe venue. Down you go, Nimsy. Thank you. Richmond skipper Trent Cotchin's going to join us. Melbourne Storm star Ryan Pappenhausen with the rugby league back. Don Scott, Josh Jenkins, your texts, the whole shooting match on Fun Friday. What are you doing, Wisp?
Oh, our audience are up and about early this morning. That's Why? A pig noise in the background. Get it? Pig noise. Nah. Well, there's a text that just come through. Good morning, boys. This is our first text of the day. I'm up early this morning lighting the gas burners under the old bath. It's pig processing day. The water needs to get up to about 70 degrees, then drop the pig in it to get the hair off it. Tim. Maybe you could do something similar for Gary. That's some fun Friday for you.
Too early for that. I like this, though. Morning, Gary and Tim. Just want to say thanks for the 3 hours of pure joy every weekday morning. I've been listening since 2007. I walk the Mooloolaba Esplanade every morning and listen with a smile on my face every day. Thanks, fellas. Have a fun Friday. That's poor Paulie from Mooloolaba. What a beautiful part of the world. And what was that wine app you mentioned yesterday? It's called Vivino. V-I-V-I-N-O. Paulie, nice to have you and nice to have everyone with us on Fun Friday. We just loosen up a bit after some very serious topics through the week. And away we go. I've got lots to talk about. Rugby league was back.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. But I knew that you would. What did you think?
I saw a little bit.
Bit. I don't think you watched it at all.
I did. I saw an unbelievable try from a Parramatta player at one stage.
Yeah,
they beat
Brisbane
34-6. Well, the bloke got, I don't know who it was because I didn't have any sound on, and he just was sort of meandering around, and, you know, they're trying to keep the ball alive, and then all of a sudden he burst through about eight Brisbane players and scored a magnificent try.
Yeah, it seems the thumbs are up from all the old boys, you know, the old past players about the new rules, the one ref, all that sort of stuff. They reckon that's a new game. Well, not a new game. It's the old game back again, the way the game used to be played.
Our wine chat has been going off in the last 4 weeks. It went crazy yesterday, and we are contemplating getting a WhatsApp wine group up. We've got some good names who are ready to go on that. Jordan Lewis, Dylan Grimes, Jason Johannesson, who we spoke to yesterday, said he wants a piece of it.
Well, that's because he's got a mature palate now. That's what he said to
he
us
told
yesterday.
Us.
It's
he told
matured
us.
Beautifully, his palate, while he's been in isolation.
I wonder how our next guest would go with his mature palate. He's with us for Wolf Blass Wines, which I enjoyed moderately, and remember to drink responsibly. It's Trent Cotchin. Welcome, Coch.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jim. How are we?
Hey, great to touch base with you, mate. Footy not too far away. We've been talking wine a fair bit on this show in the last couple of weeks. Are you a bit of a wine connoisseur?
I don't know if I'd call myself a wine connoisseur, but I do enjoy the occasional red. As you said, obviously drank responsibly, but through ISO, the thing that I was never aware of or had no idea about was what you pair your wines with, and Wolf Blass have educated me a little bit further on a few of our key meals.
Nice.
So we're about
to sit down and have a nice big bold, a nice big thick steak, what would you suggest?
Not a big meat eater, so we're more like tuna patties or salmon patties, something like that. I do enjoy a steak, but I try not to eat it too often. So with the tuna patties, is like your Maker's Pinot Noir. Maybe like a roasted capsicum and sweet potato, you go the Cabernet Shiraz.
Oh, that's an interesting combination. I thought you might have been teaming those up with a nice Chardonnay or a white wine or maybe a little Suave from up north in Italy somewhere, but you're going the reds?
Well, I think the Chardonnay, one of our other favourite meals is the crumb fish or crumb chicken. So that was what was suggested with that.
So if you were going to sit down and have a glass of wine and you get your favourite little team of people around you, who would be included in that little wine club that you might instigate there at Richmond?
The wine club. Well, obviously you mentioned at the beginning that Grimes is right into it and has a fair idea, and probably rates his palate, to be fair. I know that Dusty hasn't been drinking, but he would enjoy a red and would be good company to sit around and have a laugh with. Bash is obviously out of the question with his religious situation, yes. Doesn't drink.
Make him the sommelier. The waiter.
I think a couple of the best storytellers are David Asprey and Tommy Lynch, so I reckon they'd be good to share a wine with.
Now, you're in the car, you're heading to training. Geez, it must be nice to be able to get back in and mix with the boys. I watched the Vision on the news last night. You had a fair session by the looks of it yesterday.
Yeah, pretty solid one yesterday, obviously, with a game, just over a week away. We're gearing up for what's going to be a big season, albeit one that's been a little bit different, but really looking forward to it. Obviously, a big clash against the Pies round two, so exciting. I think the boys are in pretty good nick. I can't keep up with them, but that's always been the case, so really looking forward to it.
You got any concerns? I mean, we've been drip-fed information over the past 6-7 weeks. You know, a bit of soft tissue stuff. Adam Simpson told us they'd had a couple of soft tissues. Have you got any sort of concerns? It's so unprecedented to have a break after having done a big pre-season, one game, and then this break. Any concerns at all physically when you contemplate the return?
I think given it's not the norm, there's obviously an area of probably greyness, really. Like, we don't know exactly how it's going to look or feel. But, I think, with regards to our program in the what are we even calling it? The mid-season break? the ISO phase, our program was heavily focused on injury prevention and just ensuring that we're doing enough work that when we do return to play that, hopefully we've loaded all the areas that typically you get in a game, and we're very lucky with the medical staff and health and fitness staff down at Tigerland. Fingers crossed that we stay pretty fit and healthy.
Hey, Coach, we were talking a lot about Buddy yesterday and his hamstring problems and playing at 33 years of age and that type of thing. What do you reckon the secret is as you get older in this game? What is the secret to being able to continue to put your body out there, do you think?
A good question. I don't know if I'm the right one to answer given my year last year, but I think it's just being smart. Like, I think as you get older, you want to just continue to compete, and I even find myself wanting to do every session, but the reality is that physically it's probably not a smart thing to do at different stages. But and then just finding the little 1-5% that seem to work for your body, whether that's Pilates or just additional recovery as compared with when you're 18 to 24 year old. And I think if you can drop a kilo or two and maintain that speed, it's always helping. But the game's so fast now that I think it's just the reality that whether you're 33 or 22, there's probably a decent chance of some form of soft tissue injury at some stage.
And when you start to get those soft tissue, and you've had your own concerns in the most recent time, does that start to weigh heavily on you mentally as well?
Yeah, it does. I think, and that's where the mental side of the game is so important to work on. And even now, if I get a little bit sore in an area where I've had an injury before, it probably affects me more than it had in the past. So it's just about keeping in check with that. And I think having the conversations with the people that you know and trust, and just being upfront and honest rather than being your typical male that just wants to push through a little bit of pain and pretend nothing's wrong.
Yeah, no, we've all been through that. With age comes great wisdom too. How have you captained in the last 8 weeks?
Not like I normally would. It's more so via Zoom and so forth, but I think I'm incredibly lucky with the group of guys we have, whether that be our youngest player on the list, but typically those guys that are between 25 and 30, we have just a really good bunch of guys that genuinely care about their teammates. And I know that we've spoken about the Richmond connection a lot over the last few years, but that's held us in really good stead through these times, albeit it's probably been one of the most challenging parts as well, given it is such a strength not to be in contact and share the environment and so forth every day. So, I think coming through the other side, depending on what happens with you know, VFL competitions and all that, is where some of our guys might battle training every week and not getting to be rewarded with playing on a weekend. So we'll just try to support them the best way we can.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge, no question. Hey, now we know that the shorter quarters are going to be in existence throughout the whole of this season, including the finals. What did you make of that experience in the first game? And does it change the way that you play or the game is going to be played?
It's something that I think will may or may not change throughout the year, but I think it's good. It didn't seem to impact the game substantially in round one. I'm wrapped with it. As you said, I am getting a little bit older, so the shorter the game, the better for me. But, I don't think it'll change the game too much.
And, Coach, what about... there's a lot of discussion around what the salary cap may be next year and the cuts that the players have already taken, what they may have to take going into the future. How, and I know you don't want to complain because there's a lot of people out there that have gone through this as well, but has that been difficult for a player like yourself to get your head around as well?
Oh, I think it's just like everyone in probably the world. You know, you sort of plan ahead based on what you think's coming in or what you know coming in, and there's just been some adjustments to, you know, we're doing a renovation at the moment, so just trying to work through that and what that looks like in the future or the unknown is probably the challenging thing. But we're no different to anyone else. Your circumstances are all similar in some way.
Is that a big talking point in the dressing room with the players right now?
No, not really. It was probably one that was more a conversation piece across isolation, just given, you know, one, you probably didn't have as much to talk about, but two, it was a little bit more real when you're isolated and at home, and you know, particularly for our single guys that are living on their own, there was probably a lot more thinking time. But, you know, I think if we focus on what we have rather than what we don't have, it's going to hold us in pretty good stead going forward.
With Trent Cotchin, who's here, Wolf Blouse have very kindly provided access to him today. But you've also got a little... I saw a story about your little sock business. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Posy Socks. It's launching in the next couple of weeks. Effectively, I know that you guys are big supporters of Ben Crowe and the journey that he's helped me with my own personal development. I wanted to simplify some of the lessons that he taught me or just the conversations you have with yourself. And I thought, what better way than when you get out of the shower first thing in the morning and put your socks on just to remind yourself of the things that are good in life or, you know, an element of positivity and gratitude. And I think that's a really good way to kickstart your day and help you win your day effectively.
I think it's a fantastic idea. So is there a little messaging on the socks? Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, so a positive affirmation or something just to, you know, as an example, a problem shared is a problem halved. A lot of us don't like to share our challenges. And then on the other foot, it might be, you know, what is something you're grateful for or who can you reach out to and make their day sort of thing. So, yeah, just encouraging that connection across our community and trying to help inspire people to live a better life.
Fantastic.
And just one final question from me. I know you've done a lot of work in this mindfulness area and with Crowe and also through the teachings of Brené Brown and that. And a recommendation. We've got a lot of people that listen to our program and they love all these recommendations from different people out there that are talking about mindfulness. Who's been the most interesting person that you've read or listened to or watched in this period of time that you've become more familiar with this area of work?
Yeah, you've already mentioned Brené Brown. I think her work's fantastic. The other one's Jay Shetty. He's a monk turned, I suppose a life coach, but a mass scale life coach. But he's work in purpose and that sort of mindset is incredible. And some of the little tasks that he has on, whether it's on his podcast or he has like a Facebook group and stuff that I find really interesting. And you know, I think if we can just delve into it every now and then, it's only going to help you live a better version of your own life.
What was his name again? Can you just spell his name out again?
Jay Shetty, so Jay Shetty.
We'll follow that up. It's worked beautifully for you. You've had an unbelievable last 6-7 years, and the Richmond Footy Club, some of it's grudging, but the respect for the Richmond Footy Club through the roof. Hey, good luck in a couple of weeks' time. We can't wait for Collingwood and Richmond to kick us off. I appreciate you jumping on.
Thanks, guys.
G'day.
Thanks,
Brett Cotchin, the captain of the Richmond Footy Club. Posy socks, Wispy. I'm not sure
Love
whether
that
you're
idea.
Aware of that. It's a great idea, isn't it? Just put your socks on. There's a little message there just to remind you. Keep it front of mind, and off you go into the day.
You don't wear socks, though. You're going to have to get yourself a pair.
I do wear socks. You just can't see them. The break is upon us. We'll do some more footy chat. The conversation starter coming up after this. Great to have you with us. We've got to get to our next guest very quickly because he has to get out to work, and it is a magnificent day down on the peninsula, and he'd be very busy, I'm sure, after Tim flicked him from Tuesday when we had him teed up. I don't know why, but he's been good enough to take our call this morning. Don Scott, welcome.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm taking this bloody call. Oh, that's fruity language, isn't it, Gary? I'm not allowed to use fruity language.
Exactly right, Donald. How are you? What should the day hold for you today?
Well, it's
beautiful.
Freezing. It's bloody cold. You reckon it's beautiful on the peninsula? It's freezing.
Well, the sun's out.
What?
The sun's out. The sky's blue. You and Bernie and Tony.
Who's giggling in the background?
That's Tim. Tim giggles all the time.
Timmy.
Hey, Don.
The Johnny Farnham of football.
where are you and TJ and Bernie off to today? Which part of the peninsula are you landscaping?
We're right at my place and we're going to clean the gutters out, Tim.
Again? I thought you cleaned them out last week for the ABC
We haven't got half. I haven't done it for years, Tim, and I've got polluted water and we're into it again today.
Hey,
we only did half last week. It's very hard to get them to work.
You seem to have gone down Media Street a fair bit lately.
A lot.
A lot? Why? What do you mean?
Well, you're doing stories all over the place.
Every time we pick the paper up or turn on the television, they're doing some sort of lifestyle story.
Really? I don't read the papers.
Well, you did it.
How
on
are
the
you
ABC.
Anyway, Gary? It's good to hear from you.
They're going very well. I tell you what, now that these restrictions have been loosened up, we'll be able to catch up.
When are you going to invite me down for that barbecue, kangaroo meat? You know, the ones you knock off from Green's Bush with that old cow, too. Well, like, I'm wandering. Right, Green's Bush is right next door. Didn't you know this, Tim?
I didn't know this, no.
Big news on the peninsula, animal cruelty, or our national emblem, better getting knocked off by Gary Lyon.
Now listen, the way that the media in this town, in the way the media works in this town, that'll be a clickbait headline if you don't clear that up and say that is not true.
You're still charging your neighbour for adjustment for those sheep?
No.
You liar! You're tighter than tight. The word's around down here, Gary. You walked down to McRae a couple of years ago with the sunglasses around the supermarket.
Get some new material,
will you? Recognised.
Hey, Don, we got you on for a very real reason this morning, and that is that I spoke to you briefly the other day about Gary's golf course. He's got the three holes in there at his property. He's got a drainage issue on hole three, though. Now, do you think you and Bernie and TJ could get around there and fix it for him?
Well, I reckon he could fix that drainage issue by not getting up in the middle of the night and alleviating himself. So number one. Plant a few lemon trees.
Is this a time to be planting now, Donald, down here or not?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about lemon trees love ammonia, Gary.
Yes, I understand that, but
I'm getting up in the middle of the night will cultivate them and stimulate them.
On a broader sense, if I wanted to plant some trees, would now be the time?
Maybe a little bit late, but I don't worry about that stuff. No, the climate is not changing now. It's still quite warm. The grass is growing down here, Gaz.
Yes.
And, it's not bad. It's getting a little colder, but it might be all right. Yeah, I think you could.
Are you looking forward to
that
the return?
That was a serious, in-depth question.
Well, it was very.
What are you two blokes doing? You gave me the listen. Two, I was woken the other morning, 6:45, Russell Green. Oh, you're going to be on SEN. And then you didn't put me on, and I was inundated for an hour. People thought I was sick, dead, whatever else. What happened?
Well, Tim? I wanted to go to you, and then Gary made a decision on our behalf. Gary, this is true, because we had Dikembe Mutombo on, and I spoke to you about Dikembe.
You're doing current affairs, speaking to someone from the United Nations.
He's a former superstar NBA player, and you told me that you know your
really?
Basketball. The other day when I was talking to you, but he was on, and then Gary said, no, we need to talk about that. So we didn't get back to Don. But you said that you were a little bit concerned that Gary had too much onion weed in his fairways down there on his golf course.
Oh, he has. He has. And that's why he's letting the neighbour come in with the sheep. But it is a gilt edge in verse 2 for Gary, because he is charging, Tim, adjustment fees for the sheep.
That's fair enough, though.
That's your second fib of the morning. Now, your credibility's on the line here.
Listen, you're a country boy. Oh, well, you left very early. Yes. You've got to do things for your neighbour, Gary.
Yes, that's right.
This is country.
I do.
Tim understands this, being down on the farm. How's the wine going, Timby?
Yeah, it's going well, Dombey.
Hey, Scotty, what do you think about shorter quarters in the AFL?
Oh, why don't they just can the bloody game? I mean, this game is not what it started out to be. It's an absolute joke, and that's a typical reflection of our society. I can't handle it. We had a unique game once, Gary, and it is no longer unique. Beg your pardon?
It's not going to make that big a difference. It's only a couple of minutes a quarter.
It used to be 25 minutes plus time on. And when we played, well, and I and Tim played, and it's just been reduced down to nothing. It's not the game that it used to be. And so many people are getting involved, justifying their positions, trying to justify their positions, and this is how they do it. And it's a reflection of society, my friend. You know, society's, I was going to say something, but that was fruity language, as Gary says, but no, it's a reflection of society.
Don, and before we let you go...
serious and heavy for you.
Before we let you go, normally this time of the year, you're on the horse riding circuit, aren't you? Up in Queensland or somewhere this time of year?
I'm in Queensland, and, you know, we've done Charleville. I'll probably go and do Dubbo Show on the way back, Ningen. And the weather is magnificent, but we can't travel, we can't get over the borders, all the shows are closed, but I'll be going up to Bourke, I think, in the middle of July to see some friends and a little bit of warm weather. Yeah, no, there's no shows, and I don't understand why they're not shows, because we don't associate with one another at a horse show. You're 6 foot and more apart from one another, but you've got to do your time, and how come football and rugby league can come back? That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Hey, you want to bring your horses down here and put a show on?
Where?
Down here, out in the paddock.
We can have the best dress. You can ride around in your sulky, drive your sulky. You got a trotter from your dad.
That's right. That's exactly right. You could come down and do a bit of show jumping down here. There'd be a small crowd that would come down and watch you in action.
Where are you?
I'm down here at the main ridge today.
Hang on. Where are you, Tim?
This is thrown.
I'm in Melbourne. Where are you, Don?
Okay. I'm at home. I'm on the phone. you're right. It's thrown me, Gary.
That's right. This is modern technology.
This is technology, Don.
It allows you to broadcast remotely, which you would be able to do your very successful podcast from here.
So how long have you been here at Red Hill?
Throughout the coronavirus, back and forwards. It is.
You've blown me away.
Hey, Scotty, when you and Bernie, who was one of the greatest players of all time, and TJ, a premiership coach at Richmond, all get together...
Bernie never picked anyone up, Tim.
No, no, I understand he was, that, but he was still a very great attacking player. Do you talk about footy and how you'd solve the current day game and turn it back into three of you loved?
No, not at all. We've got other things to talk about. Yeah. Bernie, it's just hard getting Bernie to work. He's got a lot of, his ancestry is German and Irish, and that's a really bad mix. And it's very hard to get him to be a team player. And that's why he won the Brownlow. He just goes off and did. If you read that story, he buggered my wisteria that I tried to train before. I was going to use another little bit of fruity language, Gary. It was an adjective. It started with it. My wisteria, and now it'll take me 5 years for it. And he just does his own thing, Bernie.
Yep.
But it's a bad combination of selfishness and pig-headedness and whatever else. He's got this image, Bernie, of being a nice, affable bloke. No, there's a different Bernie Quinlan behind. Let me tell you.
You've assassinated him.
See, I tell you, I'm glad we're all mates. I wouldn't want to be your enemy. It's been a joy, as always. Can we catch up the coffee soon?
Oh, don't. You are full of shit.
Donald!
That's enough.
You almost got through. Hey, stay safe, okay? That's the most important thing. We'll talk again soon.
No, we won't.
This is Don Scott there, joining us down on, he's down on the peninsula, and
he can't get his head around the fact that you're one place and I'm another place, and he's on the phone down there.
There's no doubt about that. let's take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
The SEN Breakfast Quiz for Imar Insurance, the tradies mate. Call 13-IMAR or visit imar.com.au.
They're the tradies mate. That's Imar.
Morning, boys. Potato cake, barbecue, shape and Vegemite in a hamburger. Give it a go. It's life-changing. Millsy on the road. I don't think so, Millsy. That's not changing my life, that setup. That's for sure.
I'm convinced you're a turkey, Gary. Fancy not having cheese on your burger. Yeah, cheese is a must. That's from Toby out there in Ringwood. I can't believe you're not a cheese man.
A lot of abuse about that. I may have to introduce it in. I might try it this weekend. But get on with the quiz, is what they're saying, Wispy, because they want to know who's going to win the magnificent work boots from Pillow.
That's right. A pair of Pillow work boots, 100% waterproof to keep you dry and comfortable, from Boggs, our good friend there. Boggs Maddie out there in footwear.com.au, and a twin wine pack, thanks to Mitchelton Wines. This is the quiz that stops the nation. Gary, I haven't got the names up on my screen, so you're going to have to tell me online.
Timmy's from Pakenham to kick us off. G'day, Tim.
Morning, boy.
Good morning, Tim. Richmond skipper Trent Cotchin is going to join us out of 7 o'clock this morning. This is a very easy quiz question to get us rolling. What number does he wear?
Number 9.
Number 9 is correct. Gary's going to ask him some very, very in-depth questions after 7 o'clock this morning. Who won last
night? What's the one on his hamburger?
What? Who won last night's NRL clash between the Broncos and the Eels?
Parramatta Eels.
They smashed him. Did you watch the game?
Oh, bits and pieces. It was a bit boring for me.
Okay. A multiple choice question. Of the following three players, who has earned the most Brownlow votes? A, Nat Fyfe. B, Buddy Franklin. C, Dustin Martin.
Nat Fyfe.
No, that's not correct. This is actually a very interesting question. Who's next,
Steve,
Gary?
Stevie boy in Lower Templestowe.
Morning, Steve.
Morning, guys.
Steve, do you have cheese on your hamburger or not?
Yeah, love a hamburger.
With cheese?
Yeah, you got to have cheese. Thank you, boys.
There you go,
Thank
you. Get on with it, Wisp, will you?
Okay, who's earned the most Brownlow votes? A, Fyfe. B, Franklin. C, Martin. You can rule out Fyfe.
I'm going to go, Buddy.
No, that's not correct either.
Oh, gee, well, Dan from Craigieburn's giggling. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, how are you?
Dan, who is it?
Dusty.
That's right, 176, Fyfe 174, Buddy 170. Fascinating. Ooh. Question 4. Gunn, Australian wicketkeeper, batsman, Elise Healy, is married to which Australian fast bowler?
Mitchell Starc.
Mitchell Starc, correct. Question 5. Geelong forward Josh Jenkins will be with us after 8 o'clock this morning.
Gary's got some great questions for him too. He spent his first year in the AFL system on the rookie list at which Victorian club?
Essendon.
Well done. Unbelievable. Great work from you this morning. You win a pair of pillow work boots and some wine, thanks to Mitchelton Wines. Well done.
We will be reviewing the quiz over the weekend, Wispy. That's what
you
we
say that. You say
well,
that every week.
And I'll get my way too. Don't worry about that. A pair of pillow work boots heading your way from bogsfootwear.com.au. That is the most messages we've ever received in the first 45 minutes of a show. Wispy, keep sending them through. Fun Friday's rolling. We're talking hamburgers. We're talking about where you've watched footy overseas, because we reckon there's an opportunity for the AFL, given 300 million allegedly watched the rugby league return yesterday. So your messages are fantastic. 1-300-736-736 is the open line number. You can jump on now and give us a call as well. That quiz is for IMAR Insurance. The tradies, mate, call 1-3-IMAR. Visit imar.com.au. Your call's next.